So welcome to the next chapter, where we will look at the role of social media and digital marketing, especially in e-commerce and more focused on the rural, for rural entrepreneurs, rural businesses, and so on and so forth. So what is the role of social media in rural marketing? Does it really help? Or rural marketing is a very different thing which does not link with social media. So social media actually has become a very crucial tool for rural entrepreneurs to promote their products because it gives them an opportunity to reach to the wider audience and then bring them back on their own products and services. Now, affordable smartphone and low-cost data plans has ensured that the people in the rural entrepreneurs or rural businesses are able to use social media on the mobile also without necessary investing into a big desktop or a laptop or other things and still get the desired results. Rural entrepreneurs are using platforms like Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and much more to get low-cost marketing solutions which are tailored to their businesses. Digital campaigns which they design allow targeted marketing by increasing their business visibility and improving engagement with their customers who show interest. So how is the growth of social media in rural region? Has it grown or has it not grown? So obviously with so much benefit, it has grown. So why it has grown? We have discussed in the previous slides as well that once the smartphone becomes more affordable and the low entry smartphones at 5,000 to 7,000 rupees became the norm, and with low data pack cost, internet cost in the rural regions, a lot of people have got access to it and therefore they have gone on social media with a vengeance. And first they consume a lot of content and then they realize the power it can also have on their business. So you will find a lot of them becoming content creators now, and especially entrepreneurs where they not only create the content for their own audience but also link it back to their business. So as of 2023, rural India accounts for nearly 50% of the country's active internet users. Social media platforms have also come with use of technology which uses a low speed internet, so therefore that accessibility is also increased. And government initiatives like Digital India have driven digital inclusion and entrepreneurship in the rural area. So which are the popular social media platforms for rural entrepreneurs? The first one is Facebook. So Facebook serves as a marketplace for rural businesses to showcase the products. And it also enables businesses to join group, run pages and interact with their customers or buyers. Another platform again from the stable of Facebook, which is WhatsApp. So WhatsApp business is facilitating direct engagement with customers. Entrepreneurs can create product catalogs, share updates and process orders seamlessly over WhatsApp. Instagram. So Instagram is an ideal platform which to showcase your products like textile, handicrafts, organic produce. And you have interactive features like stories and reels which enhances the customer engagement. So affordable advertising and targeted marketing is the mantra in the rural entrepreneurship. So social media advertising is significantly cheaper than the traditional marketing methods that we are aware. Also, entrepreneurs can run ads with budget as low as 100 rupees per day, but they can get a lot of benefits out of it. More importantly, the businesses can target specific location, specific language and specific customer preferences, thereby doing segmentation of audience and getting better results. So for example, a local dairy farm can run ads promoting fresh milk delivery within its region or its radius. It need not spend money outside that, and tools like Facebook and all allow it. What has actually leapfrogged and jumped is the kind of analytics and performance tracking of these platforms that gives actually a real-time insights to these entrepreneurs. And using that insights, they keep refining their marketing strategy. So data on engagement, views, clicks helps in getting instant feedback, and they do continuous improvement accordingly. So let's compare traditional marketing versus social media marketing in rural areas. From a cost angle, as we know, traditional marketing, the cost is relatively high. You can do advertising on print, TV, radio, while on the social media, the cost is really no. It could be as low as 100 rupees to 500 rupees on a daily thing. Reach, the traditional market reach is limited to the local audience. While the social media marketing, you can configure and you can reach local or regional or global. Interactivity, traditional marketing is typically a one-way communication, while the social media marketing is a two-way engagement via comments, chats, and so on and so forth. Targeting, in traditional marketing, you have spray and pray kind of thing, so it's a general targeting methodology. While in social media, you have specific demographics and geo-targeting if you wish to do that. Performance tracking, it's very limited and manual. While in social media marketing, it is real-time analytics and insights. So the power of influencer marketing and community building in rural areas. Now, social media and digital platforms have created, as we have discussed, new opportunities for rural business to promote their product. So local influencers and engaged online communities help build that trust. They help in reaching out to more customers, and they also ensure there is a customer loyalty among the whole thing. And these are the strategies that enable rural entrepreneurs to bridge the gap between traditional markets and modern consumers. So you have local influencers such as artisans, farmers, and small business owners, which actually hold credibility within their communities. Their endorsement is seen more authentic and relatable compared to mainstream celebrity promotions. So platforms like Facebook, WhatsApp, and Insta allow influencers to showcase rural products to wider audience. For example, a potter sharing videos of traditional pottery making techniques to attract online buyers. And an influencer can say, oh, I went there and I used it and it was very good. Now, influencers have a lot of people following it, and now all his followers will be able to see that, thus expanding the potter's reach. So what is the benefits of collaborating with local influencers? Because they are well known in the community, their words carry weight, there is an authenticity and trust which the local influencers enjoy. Also, it's a cost-effective marketing because rural influencers often promote products for lower fees or barter deals as well. So it's a very cost-effective marketing. Local influencers have direct address cultural and regional preferences in marketing campaign because they have a strong community connection. And rural business can access both local and urban buyers through digital promotion depending on the strategy of their product, the price, and their delivery capability. So how do you build online communities for rural businesses' growth? So you can engage directly through social media groups, which allows businesses to interact with customers, answer queries, and share updates. You can do word of mouth marketing through online communities amplifying the brand awareness, user discussions, and testimonials. You can also share cultural and historical significance of the product through the educational content. So, for example, a Facebook group dedicated to sustainable farming practices engage with eco-conscious consumers. Challenges in influencer marketing and community building in rural areas. So, it is not easy as it sounds. So, many rural influencers lack experience with social media marketing. So, therefore, digital literacy workshops and training programs are the solutions for it. Poor internet access limits real-time engagement. So, solution is many times pre-recorded videos and SMS-based marketing. You can take it as an alternative. Market awareness. Some influencers may not be familiar with branding and promotion strategy. So, the solution is provide simple marketing guidelines and brand-aligned messaging. So, are there opportunities in rural influencer marketing? Yeah, it's an untapped micro-influencer. So, rural influencers may have small but engaged audience and they can have drive impactful promotions. Cultural relevance, because local influencers understand their audience need and preference, they make the campaigns more effective. Scalability, a successful influencer campaign can be expanded from local to national to global markets. While a supportive systems like social media brings a lot of resources like business reports, so that helps in optimizing the marketing efforts. So some examples of successful social media campaigns for rural products. So Madhubani Art going global, social media campaigns on Instagram and Facebook highlighted the cultural value of Madhubani art. High quality visuals and storytelling started attracting international buyers. The sales increased by 60% with global customers making 40% of the orders. Empowering Tamil Nadu's woven weavers. So Facebook and WhatsApp marketing showcased hand woven saris with real customer testimonials. So they targeted advertising which connected the artisans with urban buyers, increasing sales by 50%. Organic farming in Himachal Pradesh, Instagram and YouTube videos shared sustainable farming practices. WhatsApp was used for direct communication with urban consumer, expanding sales beyond local markets. So what are the key factors behind successful rural e-commerce campaigns? So the key factors are, of course, authentic storytelling. And that is true not only for rural, even for urban. So you have to showcase real artisans and farmers to create that emotional connection. Engage in visual content. High quality photos and videos attract attention on social media. Platform optimizing. So you choose the right platforms like Insta for visual, WhatsApp for direct order, and maximize the engagement. Community involvement. So local networks help spread awareness and generate organic word of mouth marketing. And in addition to that, you can also follow a data-driven strategy which tracks the performance metrics, helps refine marketing approach for better results. So what is the lessons that we can replicate success in rural influencer marketing? One is, of course, know your audience and customize your campaigns for the market or your audience. You leverage a trusted figure, so collaborate with respected community members to enhance your credibility. Use high-quality content, so well-crafted visuals and clear communication will improve brand perception. So use that. Don't go for low-quality content. Provide training. So digital skill workshops can help rural entrepreneurs sustain their marketing efforts. And as the saying goes, start locally, scale gradually. So you test campaigns in smaller markets before expanding to larger ones. What is the future of influencer marketing and community building in rural areas? So I think more government and private sector initiatives will keep supporting rural business in using social media effectively. With the advent of AI and analytics, target marketing strategy for rural entrepreneurs will enhance and therefore give them a lot of edge. Voice-based and regional language marketing will make digital promotions even more accessible. And stronger internet penetration will enable real-time influencer engagement and community interactions. WhatsApp group and community-based marketing. So WhatsApp has, of course, transformed from community-based marketing, particularly in rural areas. It allows the business to engage directly with customer, manage sales, build hyper-local communities. Features such as group chats, multimedia sharing, voice messaging make it essential tool for digital inclusion and business growth. So here's an example of how you can transform agricultural service with WhatsApp business APIs. So the question that keeps coming is, why WhatsApp for rural marketing? The reasons are very simple. WhatsApp is used commonly. It is very easy to use. It has simple interface. And even users with basic digital literacy use it. It's at a very low cost. You have free messaging and minimal data usage. So obviously it makes it very affordable. You can have a localized communication. So it supports regional languages. It supports voice messaging. So very localized communication can be built. And real-time interaction with customers can take place. The more you interact with customer on a real-time basis, the more customer becomes loyal to you. So it's a very high engagement model and high engagement platform. That's why WhatsApp is preferable for rural marketing. So can you do direct marketing and sales through WhatsApp group? Yes, you can do that because you will have real-time customer interaction. So as a business, you can send instant updates on product, offers and services. You can also do personalized promotions by sharing customized video, images and catalogs, which leads to better engagement. So once people get all the details, they go through it at their convenient times. And if they find the need, they immediately get in touch with you because WhatsApp is just on the phone. While you're reading, you can press a button and you can revert back or reply to the customer. Order management on WhatsApp. Customers can inquire about order. They can also track deliveries within the group. And regular follow-up and feedback collection can help in long-term engagement for customer retention. Use case in rural businesses. For example, farmers can notify customers about fresh produce availability, thereby reducing waste and ensuring timely sales. So once the customer comes to know that there is a fresh fruit which is available, depending on their need, they will order or ask them to deliver. Therefore, the farmer saves his effort. He gets sales on a timely basis. He knows how much sale is there and he can sell accordingly. Artisans can share their product images and give pricing, promotional discounts and attract new buyers. Dairy cooperatives can manage their daily milk orders effectively. Small tailors can send design updates and completion notification to their customers. Building hyperlocal WhatsApp communities. So business can also engage directly with nearby customers. You can have a niche interest groups where the groups are dedicated to organic farming, craft or wellness, and therefore buyers who are looking for such things can come there and buy directly. You can have a community event promotions. So you can promote fair workshops and exhibitions. You can do peer-to-peer engagements where customers can share reviews and recommendation, enhancing the credibility. What are the advantages of peer-to-peer marketing on WhatsApp? There is more trust and credibility as customers trust recommendation from their network much more than advertisement. It's a cost-effective promotion as there is free sharing of multimedia content and which also reduces the marketing expense for the entrepreneur. So tutorials, videos, and polls keeps the customer interested. So there is enhanced engagement because of that. Accessibility and inclusivity. So regional language support, voice messages. So you can address customers on a different levels with different kind of means using the WhatsApp mechanism. And in case customer has queries or wants clarification, you can quickly respond to it and close the order and also build reliability around it. So what are the effective strategies for WhatsApp marketing? So try to create exclusive group by offering special deals. Use your WhatsApp business features like setup quick reply, business profiles, product catalogs. Encourage your user generated content like ask customer to share photos and testimonials. Engage consistently, share useful content such as tips, tutorial, behind the scene videos. Automate your replies, so do instant response to customer queries. Showcase items with prices and descriptions, so have your product catalog and give it to the customer. Labels for customer management, organize chats based on new, pending or completed orders. Quick replies, so save common responses for fast interaction. Now, what are the challenges? Limited digital literacy. So there is a group of people who still have challenges with their digital literacy on use of WhatsApp. You can train them, but that's a very small numbers now, especially on WhatsApp. Connectivity issues. So you have offline promotions and with WhatsApp based engagement. So another challenge is there, how do I manage large groups? And with WhatsApp now allowing more than 1,000 people in a group, so you have to start using WhatsApp business tools for better order handling. How do I scale? So you create multiple specialized groups for different customer needs. Therefore, you can spread your marketing differently. What are the success factors of WhatsApp marketing in rural areas? So for first thing is regular engagement. So you keeping customer informed about new products and offers. Second is you have a customer-centric approach. So responding promptly and personally to queries helps the customer build trust on you and therefore business. You can encourage discussions and word of mouth recommendation through community. You can also leverage WhatsApp status by posting daily updates to increase your visibility. A lot of people enjoy going through WhatsApp statuses. You can integrate with social media, thereby cross-promote the WhatsApp group on Facebook and Insta. You can do partnership with local influence by encouraging, engaging with village-level influencers to promote your products. You can also create referral programs by offering discount for customers, by asking them to refer your products to others and inviting others to the group. You can connect to urban buyers for rural products. There's a lot of interest in that. So how do you grow? What is the future? So will WhatsApp business grow? Yes, the WhatsApp business adoption is going up and more features will come in the business accounts. Already AI-powered chatbots are already there for automated order tracking and customer service for scalability. There's an integration with digital payments, so WhatsApp can take transactions, take the payments. And more importantly, you can also do voice-based marketing, because if your target customers are low literacy users, you can reach out to them through voice messages. The power of data-driven digital marketing. So here, what we have discussed now is influencers and general marketing. Now let's do whatever we are doing. Now we are getting data in it. So here we will use data-driven marketing to help the business connect with customers even more effectively. So you'll use the data, you'll do analytics, you'll try to figure out trends, preferences, and behaviors. And then accordingly, you'll personalize the campaign and then you'll put a tracking tools to refine strategies for better results. Therefore, what you will actually be doing with data-driven digital marketing is come up to a cost-effective digital marketing plan which ensures higher returns on investment. So you understand the rural customer using analytics by understanding their demographic insights. You segment customers by age, income, region. You can also segment customers by buying behavior. So seasonal demand, purchase patterns can help you. Also, their browsing habits and app usage. So mobile usage trends gives you an insight and you can personalize your marketing campaigns around it. Targeted marketed, so businesses can personalize offers based on past interaction. And also you can anticipate future demand and adjust your marketing strategies accordingly. How do you build personalized content for rural consumers? So you do localized messaging by using the regional language and customs wherever possible. You also customize content based on browsing history. So behavior-based targeting you can do. You can also promote with local celebrations. You can look at product recommendation with AI tools. And most importantly, you can build storytelling in marketing to build the emotional connect, which are relatable and which the customers get drawn into and engage you better. So are there tools for doing this? Because we have discussed a lot of things that we can do. So yes, there are tools. So the first important tool that everyone would have is Google Analytics. This tool tracks the website traffic, the conversation and the behavioral pattern. You also have a lot of tools for social media insight, which monitors engagement levels across platforms. You have heat map tools to identify areas where customers have visited, shown interest. So then you work on that areas and kind of take advantage of it. Alternatively, you can also look at areas where customers have shown very little interest and decide whether you want to have it or you don't want to have it. CRM systems you can use. So you get customer interactions and data. And you can also do A/B testing. So you compare different marketing strategies so that you keep optimizing and get better results. Now, is there a role for AR and VR? So augmented reality and virtual reality in rural marketing. There is, and there is a lot of value there. So you can do with AR and VR, you can build solutions that gives an immersive product showcase. So customers can visualize products before purchase. Lenskart uses it very effectively. You can also create a virtual storefront where you do digital exhibition, which allows the business to display their products. You can do cultural storytelling by highlighting craftsmanship and tradition using AR and VR. You can also do interactive training modules that educates the rural entrepreneurs with hands-on simulations. You enhance the customer trust by showcasing quality and the process, which builds the customer confidence. So what are the social commerce trends in rural area? You can do live selling on social media. You can do collaborative commerce. You can post shoppable posts. You can do localized features with local language support and offline browsing. You can do community-based marketing where word of mouth referrals will drive your organic growth. You can also use AI-powered marketing for rural entrepreneurs. So you could do predictive analysis to anticipate customer needs for better targeting. You can build chatbots for customer support that provides instant assistance and recommendations. You can do automated ad targeting to optimize your ad placement for rural markets. You can also do fraud detection with the help of AI. And you can do AI-driven content creation. So that makes relevant and engaging marketing materials. Does the voice search have impact in rural digital marketing? Initially, no. But then over a period of time, we have seen the voice assistants gain popularity because users prefer hands-free search option. So conversational search optimization content is there. NLP is used, natural language processing. Hands-free commerce can come, so you digitally help inexperienced user access online service. You can do enhanced accessibilities. And voice-enabled ads can also be created and new customers reach through it. Can I do blockchain for transparency and trust in rural trade? Yes, blockchain is an important technology which brings transparency and trust in the trade. So supply chain verification, you can use blockchain through which now the customers can track the product origins and also which is the process it went through and therefore have more confidence, especially in terms of organic or whichever is trademarked or certified, it's much better. You can secure the digital payments with blockchain. You have safe and tamper-proof transactions. You can reduce the middlemen, so you can directly reach your customer model to boost your profit for rural sellers. Authenticity certifications can be done so that the consumer trust in rural product improves. You can do decentralized transaction to ensure financial security and minimize the fraud risks. How do you overcome challenges in rural digital marketing? So limited internet access is the challenge. So you can overcome it with optimized content. So smooth data browsing can take place with low data requirement. Low digital literacy, make a user-friendly platforms to make the online participation easier. Skepticism towards online buying, do the community engagement to build trust in e-commerce. There could be some set of people who have cybersecurity concern. So you secure the payment gateways and reduce the risk of fraud. There could be lack of financial assets like digital payment options. Introduce that digital payment options like UPI to help overcome cash dependencies. How do you prepare rural business for digital future? So you do data analytics for smarter decisions. You use AI and automation for marketing efficiency. You do social and voice commerce integration to make the transaction seamless and accessible. You do digital training for entrepreneurs so that small businesses get equipped with essential digital skills and come up with mobile first strategies to ensure marketing efforts cater to smartphone users. So what is the future of digital marketing in rural area? The expanding market reach through data business can create new opportunities, so future is good. Artificial intelligence, augmented reality, and blockchain are reshaping the marketing. Advanced technologies will enhance commerce further. So again, the future looks like a lot of AI, AR, and blockchain will be used. Investing in digital infrastructure so you get faster internet and mobile networks boost accessibility. Now with 5G rolled out, that will also become a fact now. You embrace the innovation to ensure growth. So therefore, rural business who can embrace innovation can thrive in digital market. And a lot of focus on sustainability and ethical marketing. So you can do a lot of eco-friendly and fair trade strategies to attract consumers who are very conscious of it and who prefer that kind of products and services. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you for your patient listening.